Join your Bethel family for a special deliverance service on Sunday, August 13th at 6 o'clock p.m. here at Bethel Deliverance International Church. If you desire to be set free, come out to this service.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
They took him and put him in the boat. Again, the King James is particularly with Mark. Mark writes this slightly different than Matthew, but he says, there were also other little ships. Now, why is that significant? Because he's trying to tell us that in your forward momentum with God, when you're moving towards your destiny, there are going to be hangers-ons. Now, he's very particular in his description of the noun. The noun is ships. He says, but they were little ships. His use of the adjective little tells us that these were ships that were smaller than the one that Jesus was on. What does that mean? It means that the storm that the Lord will allow to come in your life will be greater than the storm than the people are around you. That means that some of the people who start with you cannot finish with you because they're on little ships and you can't keep trying to save everybody. There's some people that you're going to have to cut off because they are stealing resources that you need on the big ship. Hallelujah. Now watch how Mark, who's writing for Peter, because Mark wasn't there. And I love Peter's storytelling. Peter just gets right to the point. He doesn't sugarcoat it. He just gets right to it. He says, and there arose a great storm of wind, and waves started coming into the ship, so that the ship was now full. Anytime you make a conscious decision to move from the comfort of your past to go to the adventure of God's future, you are going to hit storms. The storms can be figurative in a sense. Things can happen. They can be people that are in your life that constantly harass you to the point where you develop physical ailments because of them. How many of you have little ships in your life? People who don't mean you any good, who can't help you get to there, but they prevent you going there because they keep reminding you of your past. They keep talking about how you were and what you used to do, and you can't move forward because they won't let you. Little ships are selfish. They have nothing to offer, but they take and they take and they take until you are drained. And watch what the little ship will do. They'll drain you and then go to somebody else. They'll go to somebody else. Because they have nothing to offer. When the storm comes and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full, it says that Jesus was sleeping on a pillow in the back of the ship. Jesus was sleeping on a pillow in the back of the ship. They had the presence of mind to wake him. And they said, Master. Again, the King James says, carest thou not? That's good for James Cleveland's song. But what they were saying is, don't you care that we're dying? Now, I love this about God. He never speaks to your neurosis. Lord, don't you care that I'm dying? Look what he does. They present him with a charge in verse 38. Carest thou not that we perish? Now, let's flip it. You're a mother, a father, a friend, somebody, and a significant person in your life is going through something. You have a melancholy response. When they say to you, don't you care? What are you prone to do? To answer their first concern. You are prone to answer the concern by saying, yes, I care for you. Yes, I love you. Sure, I care for you. But listen to this. It won't convince them. You're simply enabling their doubt because you're speaking to their emotion, which rises and falls like the waves of the sea. I'm tired of you treating me like I don't matter. How do you know you matter? What has made you determine that you matter? By how you treat me. So in other words, your worth comes from how I treat you. If that is true, then you will never be whole. You will always be at the beck and call of anyone who mistreats you. You will think that you don't matter if someone doesn't treat you right. If someone doesn't speak well of you, you will determine your worth by the evaluation of others. And that's your Hamite past. That's what society told us as a race of people. And our ancestors bought the lie, brought it to us. And we held on to that lie till the 60s when radical groups emerged. And one young man took the message of his day, put it to song, and said, say it loud. I didn't tell you to say it. I said, he said, say it loud. It became a theme for a race of people who had heretofore did not believe that they were worth anything. You brought that same thing into church. Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Lord, I stand before you as an empty cup before a full fountain. I'm nothing. And Jesus can't help you because you can't help yourself. Every promise of God, listen to me carefully. Every promise of God depends on you to do something. It does. The promise comes from God. He is the initiator. He is the keeper. He's the fulfiller, if I can use that word. I just made a word up. He's the fulfiller, right? But you have to be the participant. Abraham, I'm going to make you a great nation. But Abraham had to be physically intimate with Sarah, or else God couldn't have made him a great nation. God took 25 years to prove to this man that he was able. Watch. He took 25 years. He called him at 75 and gave him his child at 100. I'm talking about his child, the promise, Isaac. He spent 25 years trying to convince Abraham. Watch. He did not spend 1 minute trying to convince Sarah. Because a wife is supposed to trust her husband and go along with what God tells him. Baby, God said, we're going to have a great nation. Go for it, sugar. No, what did she say? Go out and get Hagar. Now, y'all ain't going to say that today. Between then and future is now. You don't need victory over your past. Your past is dead. You don't need victory in your future. It has not arrived. You need victory right now. For the devil cannot attack your past. It's dead. And he can't do anything with your future. It comes from God. The only place he fights you is in your now. It's in your now he brings you sickness, disease, doubt, fear, uncertainty. But it's in your now you have to say, God is on my side, and I will not fear what man can do to me. The Lord will say to me, I'm driving down to Schuylkill one day. I'm minding my own business. I didn't have the radio on this particular day. I wish I had it, but I didn't have it on. It was just quiet in the car, and I like quiet sometimes. And God spoke to me. He said, why do you believe the doctors and not me? And without thinking, I said, they have a degree. I wasn't trying to be, you know, difficult. It's just my instantaneous response. That's why we believe them, because they've been trained. And the Lord knew I wasn't trying to be smart with him. I'm scared of God. I ain't going to be smart with him. So I said, because that's why we believe them. They have a degree. He said, but I made you. I was like, okay, what's the point here? We weren't even talking about doctors. And I remember I was going past the University of Penn, and I remember thinking how great a hospital that was. I said, that's one of the top hospitals in the area. And he said, why do you believe the doctors and not me? Well, they have degrees. He said, but I made you. Do you know that when the doctor comes to you with an accumulation of test evidence, you automatically default to what they say and think that God does not know what he's talking about? He said, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. But you hold on to the sickness till the doctor says you're healed. But God says, I heal you when you come to me and ask, because I'm the one that put the stripes on the back of Jesus for your healing. I have to catch myself sometimes because they'll ask me when I make my appointments for my, you know, checkups. They'll say, what type of insurance you have? I say, Red Cross. They're like, Mr. Lambert, what is Red Cross? I say, oh, I'm sorry. It's Blue Cross. But you know what I'm talking about. My healing comes from the Red Cross. It comes from the cross that's full of blood. And I don't need a prescription. But if I had a prescription, it would say, I call him in the morning, I call him in the evening, I call him at night, three times a day, call on the name of the Lord. There's the prescription. Give praise unto God. Praise him in the morning. Praise him at noonday. Praise him when the sun goes down. Our God is the only one that's awesome. Nobody else gets that title but God. There are no awesome workers. There are no awesome preachers. There are no awesome politicians. The only one awesome is God. When you start giving humans great adjectives, they become great in your eyes. But when you give God great adjectives, he takes his place as sovereign over your life. I'm here this afternoon to tell you that there is nothing that he cannot do. No matter what you're going through, cut off the little ships. Say, God, you used them to bring me so far, but I'm done with them. Show me your glory. Show me your glory. I serve a God that caused the clothes to keep growing on the Israelites' body, who made the shoes keep growing on the Israelites' body. You think he can't pay your rent. You think he can't heal your body. Try him.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
6317P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
School's out for the summer, but it's not too early to give your child the edge for the 2017-2018 school year. Our tutoring program for reading, writing, and math for grades kindergarten through 10th grade will be held on August 1st, 3rd, 8th, 10th, 15th, and 17th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. To register your child, contact Community Outreach Coordinator Stephanie DaCosta at 215-885-2585, extension 304.